From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel today showed a willingness to discuss growth-promoting ideas during a visit by the new French president. Just hours after being sworn in, François Hollande flew to Berlin. It's post-war tradition for French and German leaders to meet each other shortly after inauguration to underscore European unity. NPR's Eric Westerveld has details from Berlin.
Hollande's arrival in Berlin was delayed after the presidential plane was struck by lightning and had to return to Paris as a precaution. When he finally arrived, Hollande said all possible measures to support economic growth should be put on the table for discussion. Anything that can contribute to growth, improving investment for the future, he said, everything has to be examined. Merkel said she is willing to talk about growth ideas in detail, but also reiterated the need for debt-troubled countries to maintain budget discipline. The two leaders also said they hope Greece stays in the eurozone, and that Greek voters show that when voting in yet another round of national elections next month. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
With just a few days before Facebook's IPO, America's largest automaker is pulling its ads from the giant social network. From Silicon Valley, NPR's Steve Henn explains.
GM says it reviews its mix of paid advertising all the time. And while the car company has 300,000 fans on its Facebook page, marketers there are not convinced that paid advertising on Facebook actually pays off. And for Facebook, losing GM this week is bad news. Facebook's future success or failure as a business may hinge on its ability to increase its share of the global ad market. Right now, Facebook brings in more than 80% of all its revenue from selling ads. To justify its sky-high stock price, that revenue stream will need to grow into a gusher. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Regulators began raising concerns about some of J.P. Morgan's financial dealings even before the reports of at least $2 billion in trading losses emerged. According to sources, the Federal Reserve, as well as the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and U.K. regulators, were all asking questions about the bank's portfolio. Speaking today at the Peterson Foundation Fiscal Summit in Washington, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says regulators will play a role in trying to prevent a repeat.
The Fed and the SEC and the other regulators, and will be part of this process, are going to take a very careful look at this incident, of course, and make sure that we review the implications of what that means for the design of these remaining rules. Again, not just the Volcker rule, which is very important in this context, but the broader set of safeguards and reforms.
The reports the FBI has also opened an inquiry into the multi-billion-dollar trading losses at J.P. Morgan. U.S. businesses were restocking their shelves in March at a slightly slower pace. The Commerce Department says business inventories rose 0.3% in March, was the smallest rise since November. Stocks logged their third day of losses, all three of the major U.S. stock markets in the red amid continued concerns about the situation in Greece and Europe. The Dow dropped 63 points. The S&P fell 7 points. You're listening to NPR. United Nations observers in Syria found out firsthand the violence there has not abated, with a roadside bomb hitting one of their vehicles just minutes after government forces opened fire on a nearby funeral procession. The UN has confirmed its vehicles were hit by the bomb but said there were no injuries. The assault on the funeral procession apparently left a number of people dead and wounded. It's at least the second time in 2 weeks UN observers have been caught up in violence in Syria. State Department says it has visas ready for a Chinese dissident so he can travel to the U.S. once Beijing gives him the green light. NPR's Michelle Kelvin reports. He was on the phone with a congressional hearing again today.
Chen Guangzheng says he hasn't heard much from his extended family since he escaped house arrest and fled to Beijing, and local authorities retaliated by raiding his brother's home.
Around midnight, and there was a group of thugs, the local authorities, just broke into my elder brother's home and start beating them violently.
He says his nephew is now facing trumped-up charges of attempted homicide for defending himself from those thugs. Chen spoke from the hospital in Beijing where he's been waiting for Chinese authorities to approve his travel abroad. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Workers at bankrupt American Airlines appear to be divided over whether to accept what the airline is calling its final contract offer. According to the Transport Workers Union, which represents ground workers, 5 work groups have voted to accept the company's offer. 2 others have rejected it. Among those rejecting the offer is the Aircraft Mechanics Group. Pilots, flight attendants, and the Transport Workers Union have already thrown their support behind a bid by U.S. Airways to take over American Airlines. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.